You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, I said something exciting was happening, and yes, it's happening now! There he is, all the way from Hollywood Town. Hello, Fabian Fanboy.
Mikey, how's it going?
Oh my God, I just felt like I'd slipped on a nice new pair of cords, and an old pair of cords that I've loved for years.
It's been a while. I'm stoked that you're back on breakfast.
Last time I saw you, where was that? Oh, that Push Push show just recently.
That's right. That's the first time in a while, though.
Yeah.
Well, everything old is new again.
I know. But you're back in LA now. You're back in Hollywood now.
Yes.
You're back in Hollywood now. You're sucking up the movies like a vacuum cleaner.
I am. My film nerdery has brought me over here, and I spend my life in moderate proximity occasionally to some people that I look up to, and I write about them for a living, so that's good.
And that's your dream come true, isn't it? I remember when you told me your dream, and it's your dream come true.
It's a little bit of a dream come true. I've gotten
to
meet
some
of my
total
heroes.
You told me, this is my dream. I've wanted to do this for ages. This is what I'm going to do, and you did it. And I admire that.
Yeah, no, it's a dream come true. I won't deny that on any level.
Yeah.
I got to talk to David Lynch the other day. You know, it doesn't get much better than that.
So what was that? What did you? Wow. And did it even make sense?
Yeah, no, he's kind of, you know, as inscrutable in a weird way as you imagine he would be, but also kind of very open and looks you in the eye and takes you very seriously. Very interesting guy.
But is that something that's interesting? You say that he looks you in the eye. Is that something that a lot of directors and Hollywood stars tend not to do?
No, they do, but everyone does it. Everyone's very well trained. You know, it's sort of like when you become a famous person. I think the first thing you learn is how to act like you're paying attention to someone. So no one's hostile or aloof. But then you sort of start to try and assess it within that narrow field, like just how much of a schmooze are you doing right now, or is this the real you? Yeah, that's a fun game. But David Lynch, unmistakably authentic, and he even got a little bit, his feathers got a little bit ruffled, sort of. You know, he wasn't.
Funny you should say that, because I've always thought he looks like one of those parakeets, those cockatoos from Australia with the white ones.
Oh yeah,
you can see that. Oh, yeah.
He's got the hair.
He's a little bit squat.
He's
got
the pointing
more
forward
squat,
hair that flexes when he's reacting to something.
Yeah.
Have you watched the new Twin Peaks?
No, I'm. That is my job for the weekend. It's my job for the weekend. I'm quite excited about it, actually.
Oh. Yeah, I dug it.
You did? Because, I mean, it's season three is always it's either a make or break, if you ask me. Season three.
Especially if there's a 25-year gap between season two and season three.
As Push will tell you, the 25-year gap doesn't really mean much at all.
It's true. You guys are in fine form.
Thank you. Since when did you start talking about TV anyway?
Sorry, off-brand topic thing. Movies, though.
You told me off about that before, so yeah, movies, yeah, big screen.
This week, the fifth Pirates of the Caribbean movie comes out.
Here it comes. This is the one that's the one that, this was the ransom movie, wasn't it? That someone was going to release it, and ooh.
Oh, like the pirates. Yeah. It's funny, though, because these films are huge and sort of beloved, but, you know, if there's any big franchise at the moment that exists more for market forces reasons than actual audience demand, it's got to be this
My
one,
Little
right?
Pony.
Like, no one really is hanging out for another Pirates movie, but they make so much money they just kind of had to make one.
I do admire the octopus face guy, though.
Well, he was great, Davy Jones. They've never been able to best that, have they?
No, that was a real stroke of genius, that. Imagine
they
being,
really go all
was that
out.
Bill Nye? Not Bill Nye. What's his name? Bill.
It was Bill Nye.
Yeah, and he. Imagine being the guy that they picked. You've got just the face for this octopus face guy. Yeah.
Actually, he's the most handsome octopus face guy around, though. Bill Nye.
In your opinion, Fabian Fanboy, as up to your chock-a-blocks in movies, who's the most handsome actor in movies at the moment?
The most handsome, shivers.
The biggest hunk.
I know who I think is the all-time spunkiest
That's
male
not what
actor.
I asked you. I asked you who is the current hunkiest babe actor guy?
Oh, God. Okay.
You can come back to it at the end of the conversation.
Tough one. Yeah, I'll think about it.
Who's got the best jawline?
I've spent far too much time thinking about who the most beautiful actress is. I haven't stopped to think about.
This is the thing. I knew you would have been doing umpteen hours of research on that late into the night.
Yeah.
But,
no. Anyway,
Pirates of Caribbean. And the bottle of whey.
Yeah, these films are huge, expensive, and boring, usually. But this one I kind of enjoyed. There's some kind of cool stuff in it. They really try to outdo the CGI bad guy thing. Like, they've never been able to outdo the octopus face guy, but in this, there's these ghost Spanish pirates who have got multiple limbs missing, and there's one guy who's got so many parts missing, he's just like, all he is a hand and the top of his head. And it's kind of like, he's, anyway. There's some kind of...
like a crown, and like the top of a skull.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous.
Hey, that's a guy.
Johnny Depp. Familiar shtick happening from Johnny Depp here.
There is the weak link, I reckon. Johnny Depp. New cat. Yeah. Get some new cat. Yeah. I mean, yeah, plus, he threw that phone at that lady that time, didn't he?
He's lost something of his luster. You're absolutely right. Mm. And there's young cast members in this who are kind of interesting. It was filmed in Australia. You can play Spot the Australian throughout this film, which is kind of fun. I actually was all waiting to hate it, and I didn't totally hate it. So,
that's good to hear. That's good to hear.
There's a big parting of the seas bit.
I've always liked that.
Very Old Testament. I liked it.
Paul McCartney's in it, yeah?
Yeah. Macca shows up.
What?
And people were groaning about that, but it's actually kind of an interesting scene that he's in. And he plays Jack Sparrow's Uncle Jack, which is kind of confusing.
Uncle Jack. A bit of, I can see why.
Yeah. But
anyway, the Beatles are awesome. Doesn't matter, right? The Beatles are awesome. It's funny that he'd do that, though.
I've always been a Paul over John person. I like to pick the less cool option in these decisions.
Well, good on you, Fabian. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, coming up next week is a very exciting film, Wonder Woman, and I got to speak to Wonder Woman herself earlier
Shut
this week.
Shut up!
And
there you go. There's the answer to your question, isn't it? Surely that's the answer to your question. To the other side of that question.
She's the most beautiful actress working
she's
today,
stunning.
I would say. She's. But I'll save that rant for next week because that's what it's about. But it was really cool in the film's.
How long did you talk to her for? Until your mouth dried up.
About 10 or 15 minutes.
Shut up, that's good.
No, about 25 minutes. She's amazing, and the film is really, really good. And it's kind of like the world needs Wonder Woman.
I've always rated Wonder Woman as a character. I've always rated the Wonder Woman TV show and the build-up to this movie, the trailers, And she's good. She's really good for Wonder Woman. She's cool and she's powerful and sort of like super, super hot, but super, super sort of, looks like she's her own woman,
Amazonian.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Literally.
And she's warm and empathetic and kind of sturdy and it's quite a stirring
sturdy.
Film. And it's kind of, she can handle herself.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. She's like.
She's sure-footed.
Yeah.
She's built like a brick shit house. Is what
excellent.
I'm trying to say.
You go, girl. No, I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to her. They've kept it real. They've got the lasso. They've got she got the invisible plane. Are you going to save it to next? Save it to next week. Save it to next week.
Invisible plane.
Oh, invisible plane's kind of cool.
Yeah, we'll save it to next week. Right. But you're on the right track with this. Like, if there's a little girl in your life,
there is.
Who you can see I've got a 4.5-year-old niece at the moment, and watching that film and thinking about her, I was like, this is such a cool film. It's such a, about kick-ass little girls, kind of,
That's excellent news.
Good to know. So, all right, so Wonder Woman's next week.
I've said it all now. There's nothing left for next week.
No. I'm sure you'll wax lyrical next week. Fabian, what's happening? What are you doing tonight? What happens in L.A.? You just, you and Ryan Gosling go out and just do shots and stuff? And
Tonight, no, nothing that exciting. I'm meeting a friend for sushi tonight. That's quite LA.
That's a start. That's a start. Good man.
Hey, I realised who the most handsome actor working today is.
Who?
I can't believe it took me this. Leo. It's Leo, of course.
Leo. I was big up in Leo yesterday, funnily enough.
Beautiful man.
I really like his character, even though he's a racist pig. But the guy, when he plays the guy in Django, that was really like the. I liked his swagger.
That's interesting you say that, because that's the closest thing he's ever done to a comedic role. He never does comedy.
And I like
he should do comedy. He should get over himself.
Yeah, he should. He should
let it all hang out and be. Be kind of like play like a total idiot or something.
I really liked it in Blood Diamond when he goes piss off too. That was really funny. Him trying to do a South African accent, you know? Piss off. Hey, we're going to go. Yeah. Fabian Fanboy calling live from LA, as you're going to do every week. I'm just so stoked, man. Thank you very much. Lovely to be here.
Yeah, thanks for having me back on. And how's it all going? Is this like your second or third week or something?
End of the third?
Cool.
Not end of the second. End of the third, Sarah. I think it's end of the third. She's saying end of the second. There's a breakdown in communication between production and me.
It's not going to work.
You're in the first month is what's clear.
It's just, it's great. We're having a great time. We're having a wonderful time. Thank you. Things are going very well. By adding this little bit to the formula, bit of the old FF from LA, then boom, shakalaka. I'm really happy about
it. Yeah, it's nice to chat again. I look forward to future broadcasts with you.
Thank you very much. I look forward to also...
best of luck on future projects.
We'll get you some theme music.
We must catch up again. See you. Bye-bye.
See your choice. That sounds great, Sarah. Thank you for having me.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.